E tu e sona ka, san ren re mea liwe ki an dewe singa. Me waka na smartphones, na social media sites, ki na internet. E Australia, e CBN tin karuana milioni era tokena na smartphone, ka boleka ni tin karuana milioni era waka Facebook account. E liwe kenda, enda bolatu na kenda I wola tukutuku e na mona liwe liwa se online. Kara sabi baka salata ki tiko mai na kenandau se experts ni sanandrenre sara na maroroe na kende I tukutuku me baka enda udhaka tuwe liu. Na I tukutuku ongoe baka rautaka o Emmy Chien Yu Wang. Veira na tinka wana milioni na ndo baka ngataka na Facebook e Australia e ki lemi naka tu na veivwasa ongo like, post, share, kina check in. Endua na kena ndau, e na kena sangai me tango mai kina kenda I wala tukutuku online, se online privacy expert, o Leonie Smith, kato kena na website na Cyber Safety Lady website. E viva kasala takitiko, o koe ni nanda dausulia na itukutuku membaliti kenda, se personal information e na rautale ni bakalenga I kenda.
People are unaware that through using social media, they can be at risk of identity theft, of being scammed through scammers collecting enough personal information about their online profiles to be able to send them very realistic messages and email to get them to click on a link, basically, so that they will, you know, download viruses onto their computer where they can steal from them. That is one of the things that people really need to be aware of. What you share online, even if it's what institutions you frequent, what things you like, can be used to personalized scams.
O Nigel Fair, endua na kenandau, e na tombokira na mbasuka na lawa ka bauda na kena wakaingataki na mwana liwa liwa se cybercrime expert mai na University of Canberra. E tukuno kwea ni levu ersenga ni ndau kila ni sayado endua na lenga veira mea dhawa na nonra sa wakasalataki me veira na veitambana wakailavo se financial institutions ni sengso tsari ni binaka na kenri wola tukutuku se bad credit rating.
People need to be a lot smarter and a lot more secure in the online environment. And just like we're quite well organized when we walk down the street and aware of our physical security and our surrounds, we need to do the same when we're online. So that includes being wary of the websites you go to, the sorts of personal information you enter in, being aware of having your social media settings really tightened down so that only those that you allow, your closest friends, can see your personal details.
E wakamboto koea ni rawa ni tango makipinaka tu na kende I wola tukutuku e na mwana liwa liwa. Ia e ndondonu me tubinaka tu na veka me rawa ni avakina ongori.
It all depends on the type of device and what you're doing with it. For example, if you've got a laptop, desktop or something, logically you should have some sort of security package from one of the main antivirus, etc. vendors to give you some level of protection. If you're using a mobile device, for example, you should be really wary when using public Wi-Fi. Anyone could be eavesdropping on your Wi-Fi session, and it's great to use those instances to do a bit of web surfing, maybe look up a local restaurant, for example, or something similar. But you shouldn't be using any website that requires credentials, such as online banking.
Ia e tukuna o Leonie Smith ni pakamboto koea ni senga ni rawa ni tangomaki na kianda I tukutuku e na mwana liwa.
I think it's very wise to be careful about what we share of a personal nature and to archive it or take it down after it has been shared every now and then so that content about yourself doesn't live forever online. You need to understand exactly what options you have for privacy with all your online posts and interactions, and that can be quite difficult because a lot of the privacy settings for these social media accounts aren't apparently obvious.
Kuna Leonie Smith ni senga ni dondonu menda lenga takawala ngana dhaka ni biba kalambodhi se scamming. Kena kena baka ngataki baka pitalia na yadhanda se identity theft. Dondonu talanga ni tamba en dondon biuta ya na mwana liwa liwa en na rawa talanga ni nataraya ni nabika membaleta na nondra na rawa ni baka dhaka taki.
almost 100% of people that are employing are having a look on social media, on Google, to find out publicly what your reputation could be. And they will make a decision about hiring you on many different things. And some people will think that's being judgmental and that's a bad thing. But you have to be very, very conscious of what you're sharing on online for ordinary people as well as celebrities.
Yeah, it's sanga walanga, nina baka ingataki, na itukutuku on biuta ena mon liwa membaliti kianda. And the donu mena do kerea, mersulien non raviva kadunui, uira, and the via bakota kibe irta le so na kenreitamba, se sharing or tagging images of others.
Nowadays, people are taking photos of things and other people, other people's children, and uploading them in seconds to social media without asking anybody whether they're comfortable with that. And we cannot assume that other people will be comfortable with that for a number of reasons. Some families are concerned about social media and about having photos of their kids online for privacy issues, for security issues. They may be in an acrimonious dispute with another family member and they don't want that family member knowing where they are with their child. There's all sorts of different reasons.
Or Melba Murchison, a executive director ni Tambana Kapokatokai na Victorian Immigrant and Refugee Women's Coalition. E tuku no koe neo ir na marama erndo wakara rawataki se abused women, erndo mbuita tu ena social media na vika membele ti koe, endo wada kawa se waka e dhorbe ira na itop kokoa, erndo wakara itak raramba na nonra do waka muri se waka totongani maibe irongo.
It's now a common thing because everyone has access to mobile phones and Facebook. Yeah, in effect, you know, it's a complete abuse of the women's rights when after, apart from verbal and physical abuse, they will still continue abusing them using social media.
It was a tiko, Murchison, and a canon that umbiu is on a tukutuku, vivakadadani, and a Facebook page, or queer, and was a tiko, Murchison, and a canon. The wrong word in him, be always on a tukutuku ni bivada dani, and on a Facebook or choir, ka avakatotongani. Raoni taro biongori, manakena bakangataki, ka bakarambai lebutaki, nakena kokoa, se privacy settings.
When you are in a difficult situation, you actually don't think about covering up on all those aspect, especially if you've been, you know, emotionally battered for quite some time. You sometimes lose that bearing that will make you actually anticipate what may protect or not protect you.
Tukuna o Nigel Fair ni sanganindondonu medandau wakaraitaka na banua enda tikokina se physical location.
There's a number of scenarios that play out when people do status updates, and firstly is geolocation. When you start looking at criminals, however, they'll also look at the geolocation sites. And if you put this great photo that you're on holidays in Europe, they'll pretty much know that you're not at home. And if they can work out where you live through other means, then they'll know it's pretty easy pickings to do a burglary, for example.
Tukuna talanga o Leonie Smith, mai na cyber safety lady, nindondonu me na daureitha wakabinaka na nonda privacy settings. Kavisa utaka na itovo ni nonda ndo wakaraitaka rarambatu na vika miambaliti kenda ena mona liwa.
It will take time for people who are new to social media to learn to change their behavior and to be wary of sharing absolutely every detail about their life and posting without thinking about how it appears to other people and being much more aware of the fact that when people want to find out about you, how easy it can be.